Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Through Love's Eyes. I am your host, Christine Burke, and I am thrilled to be here today with Sia A.D. Sia is a certified mindset coach from Paris. So we're communicating across the pond, as we Northeasterners like to say. And Sia helps ambitious ladies, I love that, running their passion-based businesses. She believes that every journey should start from within and works with her clients on identifying their zone of genius, designing world-class communications, and creating strategic plans to make them stand out. She is committed to bringing out the best in each of you. Sia, I'm going to leave that until later. So, everyone, I want to, you know, join me in welcoming Sia to our show today. Hello, Sia.
Hi, Christine. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thank you. We're excited to have you, and it's absolutely an honor.
Thank you.
So tell us, it's a beautiful sunny day here in New York today, and this is March 10th for people who are listening to this after the fact, but it's a beautiful sunny day, and spring is in the air. What's it like in Paris today?
It's a bit rainy-like.
Oh.
Yeah, sun.
Yeah,
some
but spring, sun that means spring. Yeah, spring is in the air there too then, right?
Yeah, it's going on and off, so can't wait to, because I love Paris in spring. Don't know if you ever can. Beautiful.
Absolutely, and you know, I went out and bought some spring the other day. I went out and bought flowers and some dried lavender, and the lavender is sitting here on my desk, and I thought, how appropriate, because lavender always makes me think of Paris. Yeah. All right, so we want to get to know you. We want to know, I love what you wrote about, you know, ambitious ladies running their passion-based businesses and identifying their zone of genius. It just speaks to my heart and soul. So we want to get to know, you know, what's behind that and how your journey brought you to this. And I'd like to ask you if we could start out with sort of, you know, your biggest aha moment in your transformation. Like, is there a point that stands out for you when all of a sudden you said, you know, this is my path and I know it?
Sure. Sure. I'm from France, as you said. I started working like in marketing and communications because I'm a very creative person, and I like connecting like messages to spread a message and make an impact. So that was quite natural to me to choose this path at first. And after some time in corporate, I found myself disconnected to who I was. I love people, so I love like having that heart-to-heart connection. And I found myself not really connected to who I was and not really connecting with people in my job. And since we spend, you know, like long hours and a lot of time in our jobs on a daily basis, I really started to feel disconnected with my life as well. So it was a very, like, ups and down. And at some point, I felt like that wasn't what I wanted to live. That was just not what I wanted to experience. And my aha moment was really, like, I really hit rock bottom. That was my aha moment. So, like, sometimes you realize, like, how important things are when you are at your worst. So that's why I wanted like people like don't postpone your better future and don't wait for you to hit rock bottom to really like design the life you want. And that's how I wanted to connect with myself again. I took like a year off just to get to know myself and discovered coaching as a passion. And here I am today willing to help like ladies to discover themselves and to build a project that really looks like them and in alignment with who they are.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. You know, that hitting rock bottom, Yeah, I can I can relate to that. But when you look back on that, can you see what it was that, if anything, that could have saved you from hitting rock bottom?
I think, like, open myself to more people, open up and talk about it, because I felt misunderstood. Like, the few friends I had around, when I was like telling them that I'm not where I'm supposed to be, and that's not how I want to live, because I had the chance, you know, to live in different countries. So I traveled and worked in different continents. I worked in China and Middle East for like 7 years.
Wow.
I had like the expat life and everything that comes with that kind of life, but I wasn't happy. So people were not like understanding my point when I was telling them, like, how can you not be happy when you're building like a nice life? So I think find your people. Find someone who has the same values, who share, and who wants to live in alignment as well, who can really, like, support your journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you found that your base of friends has changed since you chose to live in alignment with your true self?
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. And can you see the role that the people who were in your life before played in keeping you small, so to speak?
It's because people are living their own fears, so they tend to project their fears onto you. So it's like they will not allow you to leave that space, because for them it's safer to have you within the same area. Like, if they feel like you want to join another tribe, it scares them. So they will, it's unconscious, but not because they don't want you to succeed, but because they want to keep like the kind of routine they always have, to validate the kind of things the kind of life that they are having for themselves. So it's like when you see life from a different perspective, you find sometimes disconnected with the people you like the most. And it's not that I don't like them anymore. They are still in my life. It's just that I need also to have like to find like people who think the same way and want to reach the next level. So for me, it's also important to surround myself with people who will cheer me up when I feel down and will help me, you know, to grow as a woman and as a professional.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were actually talking about that on our call, a coaching call we had every week, and we had it last night. And, this group's been together for a long time, and we were talking about, we come together once a week on the call to discuss what's been going on during the week and challenges and different growth things. But, you know, there are several people on the call, their old friendship networks have kind of fallen apart because they've changed so much that they don't, it's not that they're not friends anymore, like you said, it's just that they don't talk about the really deep stuff with those people because it threatens them and it challenges their worldview and makes them feel anxious. So they don't share the real deep stuff that's going on inside of them, and they're kind of in this period of transition where the old friends they don't really deeply connect with, but they haven't yet created that network of new friends that can support them. And there's some loneliness in that, and this need for real fortitude. And did you go through, you know, such a phase where you like that year that you took off, were you really kind of, you know, alone and building up your fortitude, or do you have a secret for, you know, meeting your tribe that you could share?
I really took the time to know myself, so I wasn't scared to like step away from the spotlight a bit. So I was really like I did an introspection, and I knew that it could cost me like to lose some of my friends, but I believe that those who really like love you and knows you and know you deeply knows that you are doing this for the right reasons. So,
right.
and meeting your tribe, it's really about like being yourself and start to identify some like events or networking events, seminars that could help you grow as a person and really like connect with people who are here sometimes for the same reason. So,
right.
And talk about your journey. Like the more you talk about who you are and your journey and things that you don't know, the more you will find people who are more likely to help you and more willing. Also, like they will love to help you in your journey as well. So it's not it's a lonely path, yes, but you meet a lot of people in that lonely path as well. But that's something that you need to do from within. So that's why I like the idea of building something from the inside out.
Yes.
But you also need to open up and be vulnerable, which is something that was new to me. That wasn't something that was like very that was not really easy for me to open up and talk about things I was not able to understand or things I was not able to do. So that's really empowering to find women and not only women, but also men who are more willing to just help you become a better person.
Yes. Yes. And you know, it's interesting. Have you found that, I know I met some investors a couple of weeks ago who, you know, were multi-bazillionaires. And it was interesting to me because as we were talking about this particular company, it's an entrepreneurial client that I have, that when we were talking about, like, inner alignment and visioning and, you know, these other things that we speak about in the coaching world, these entrepreneurial, and they were, you know, these two people, but they were absolutely using the same lingo that we use, like for people who have been phenomenally successful on their own terms. That does not always mean money, but for some it does. And for people who have been phenomenally successful, they already know that it's a journey, and they know that it's about, like, honoring your inner voice and, you know, when we call it instinct or gut or, you know, whatever, all of a sudden it's okay. But so many people don't realize that the people on the top got there by doing exactly what we're talking about. It wasn't by competing their way to the top. It was by going inside and figuring out what mattered to them and then committing themselves to it.
True. There is a quote from Les Brown who says, if there is no enemy within, the enemies outside can do us no harm.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. When you make peace on the inside, the enemies disappear. Well, you can't compete with somebody who's heart aligned. I mean, someone who, and we have a lot of myths that that say that isn't true, but when you're absolutely heart aligned, you're being guided and supported. to your realization.
People can sense it. Can really, really sense it.
Yes. Yes. And do you find this is a kind of strange question, but do you find that people, you know, just like in grocery stores and, you know, maybe on public transportation or whatever, that people look at you differently and treat you differently since your transformation?
They're not treating me differently, but they're treating me the way I was expecting them to treat me. Because sometimes I wasn't, you know, when you're not aligned or you're not showing who you are, sometimes you don't understand why people react a certain way. Or like, okay, but you look shy. I'm not shy, just talk to me. But like, if that's what I project, of course, they're going to think that I look shy or they will not approach me. So it's like the more I'm myself, the more people can sense it and the more positive feedback I'm receiving as well. So it's like people feel like the more I'm connecting with myself, they are also connecting with me. It's allowing them to connect with me the way I would like people to connect with me like 5 years or 10 years back. I was like, why everybody's thinking that I'm this way? I'm not this way, but I'm like, okay, that's what I'm projecting. But the more I'm getting to know myself, and I'm in peace with myself, the easier it is for people to connect with you. That's
absolutely. That, yeah, you, that's a beautiful way of saying that. Thank you for that. Because, yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I didn't know if that was making sense.
It absolutely did. Now, I knew exactly what you were saying. And, yes, it is what we project. And we're always thinking that people in the outside world are being separate from us and that, you know, that we play no role when we have that victim mentality about, you know, trying to protect ourselves. But then when you go through the transformation and you feel safe within your own skin, all of a sudden you realize the only reason people were trying to protect themselves is because you seem defensive.
True.
Right?
It's true.
So, yeah, when somebody is defensive, you wonder, you know, if they're about to attack. I mean, we all know if you corner a...
Yeah. True.
You know, an animal, that its only choices are fight or flight. So when someone's acting defensive, you're like, what's that person going to do? Are they going to run away or are they going to attack me? And it makes us worried. And we're aware of it energetically and subconsciously, even when we don't realize it on a conscious level. That made total
definitely.
Sense to me. So you were talking about, you know, what you did before you became a coach, and it's interesting, like, during that period when you were in the business world, can you describe a little bit about how you knew? So you were saying that you felt disconnected from people and that they didn't understand you, and, you know, so maybe we could use the analogy of a fish out of water.
Yeah, sure.
But how did that sort of, what did that look like and feel like on a day-to-day basis? I mean, did you change jobs or did you, like,
I've changed jobs.
Okay.
I've changed jobs a couple of times, and I've got, like, some of the HR telling me, like, it's, oh, why is it that you're changing so often? So I was always thinking that it's about the companies I was working with, that I'm not the right fit or I don't feel comfortable, this kind of things. And I also like to experience a lot of things. I'm very curious as a person, so I love to discover new things. And at some point, it wasn't feeding me somehow. It wasn't nurturing me. And I felt I couldn't express myself as an individual. And they were hiring me, okay, because I have a set of skills. I was really, like, good at what I was doing. But that wasn't because they needed me as a person or my personality. I felt like somehow frustrated not being able to fully showcase my talent. So,
and what is somehow one of the
Go
ahead.
Yeah, somehow I'm ambitious myself. So I was like, okay, that's not the end. That's only the beginning. And
yeah, absolutely. A lot of times corporate environments are really difficult, and it doesn't even matter how small the business, frankly. You know, how big or how small, but corporate environments are not really designed to be learning adventures for people. You know, they tend to have jobs that they want done, and they like to get people into those jobs who are capable of doing it, and then they want them to keep doing it because that's easiest for the company. But it's not the best career path, obviously, and it's also not the best for the business, because if companies were to engage the person behind the job and give them learning opportunities, can you imagine the different company environments that we would have and how much,
definitely.
You know, yeah, if you had been able to be engaged by your company, sure. Sure, I mean, you would have stayed forever and you would have changed the world in your company, right?
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, maybe that's something I should do myself, right? Rather than, you know, complaining and trying, you know, like waiting for somebody to give you a chance. I was like, okay, I'm going to give myself a chance before others do.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's such a big one. Yeah, talk about that a little bit, because I know myself and lots of other people, you know, I used to have this idea, like I decided I wanted to write a book, right? And I've done that now, but it was like I was expecting somebody to come along and tap me on the shoulder. And this sounds so bizarre when I say it out loud, But it was like I was waiting for someone to come along and give me permission and say, yes, you know, you could be an author before I could give myself permission to do that. What is that, you know, what is that about?
I guess it's like lack of confidence or like self-doubt. I knew, like, I'm going to talk about my experience, but for me, like, I knew I wanted to do more. I can, and I was able to give more, but I was not asked to give as much as I would have liked to. So, like, it's such a waste, you know? And I was like, okay, so that's how it got me changing into different, like, jobs and maybe even different countries. I was like, okay. We always think that the it's greener on the other side, but until you're convinced that you can do it, nobody will. You know, it's like you need to convince yourself first, and business is like it's a huge learning opportunity for that. It's like if you want clients to believe in you, you need to believe in yourself first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there are companies out there that are, there are companies, there's a great book. Have you ever read Tribal Leadership?
No, not yet.
No.
Sounds nice.
It's actually a great book about leveraging natural groups to build a thriving organization. So they talk about sort of the competitive, like everybody's in their own little, you know, fiefdom and their internal competing and battling and whatnot, and then how companies, some companies have evolved into a team structure where they're actually all working together towards shared goals and people feel good about belonging. They feel like valued members of the team. And then that next step is where the team, but they're competing with external organizations. So it's sort of like our company against, you know, all other companies. And then that there are companies that evolve to a level where they realize if we focus on developing who we are as people and as an organization, we don't have to worry about competition. You know, when we really shine at being who we are and making what we do available to the world, we don't have to worry about competition anymore because there are people out there who will who will connect with us. And so it's interesting. Reason I'm asking that is I'm wondering, did you notice when you were going like company to company? Because I have this mental framework that if we're in a company, and I did that a lot too, I transitioned a lot looking for, you know, a better company. But each time I transitioned to a new company, I would end up at a company that was just like the last one fundamentally.
True.
And, it took me a long time to realize it was because, you know, that's what I was looking for and resonating with and whatnot. But did you notice something in your – so I didn't know to look for something different. I didn't even know something else existed. But in your pattern, did you notice – was there an aspect of yourself that you really wanted to have valued that you found companies just wouldn't acknowledge? You know, did you see a pattern in that, or do you now in hindsight, I should ask? You know, is there something about you that's a real strength that the companies just repeatedly rejected?
It's like there is a constant pattern. It was like I was always in the shadow. I was never the one who's like doing the presentations, or I was always like the one backing up, like the backup person. I mean, I was doing wonderful jobs and others would present. So I was like, I was never really highlighted as the one in front of others. So that constantly repeated. That was the same scenario, except that wasn't the same people. So So after some time, I felt it wasn't about the people. It really is about me and how I present myself, what kind of energy I'm having, and what I am allowing myself to do as well. I wasn't allowing myself to be the number one person. I always like thought that I would be a perfect number two, but I never allowed myself to imagine I could be a leader. So that belief itself limited my growth in the corporate world, and I needed to just like leave that to understand that. And that's why I want to help like ladies, you know, really step up into their greatness and do their thing the way it should be and the way they think they can do it. I'm here to support that.
Yeah, so that's interesting, the woman aspect. You know, how much of, so you help women primarily now, and mm-hmm. how much of being a woman do you think impacted your experience in the corporate world? You know, how much was that a part of you being number two?
Good question.
You don't have to answer that if you
no,
you know, not
it, I will, I will. For quite some time, I wasn't seeing myself as a woman in the corporate world. You know, I always like believe it's kind of gender neutral when you just like finish college and you start your job. You don't ask yourself those type of questions because it's pretty obvious that we all are equal and we all have the same chance. So. That I wasn't familiar to the fact that there was a difference. But that's eventually what I felt after some time, you know. And since I was in the Middle East for about 6 years, mm-hmm. and it's mainly like very like men-oriented, male-oriented, there are very few women in the managerial level. That's when I really like started to connect to that woman part of me, my feminine side, and try to meet other women who are like having the same kind of issues. And this is how I was introduced to the woman empowerment world, if I could say so.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it is a movement. You know, women make phenomenal leaders. And when we're aligned with our intuition and our, you know, inner voice, we make phenomenal leaders. I should say it that way. Not all women. I'm not saying that all women are phenomenal leaders. But when we're connected with our inner voice, we communicate and engage other people on a personal level. You know, we care about the person, not just the job. And people know that, and they feel valued, and it creates richer team environments. And again, you know, I'm not saying that men don't do that, but it is more natural for women. And, you know, some of that's nature and some of it's nurture. But in the corporate world, do you, now that you know what it means to be an empowered woman, what do you think about, you know, what are women not being invited or not permitting themselves to do in the corporate world that could make a difference?
Well, it's really about the environment is made for men, you know. Corporations are like, they created them at first, like years and centuries ago.
Right.
So, like, women in corporate and in managerial levels, it's quite new. So, like, the environment cannot be changed and will take time to transform. What I believe is important is to for women to really understand that they matter, and the first level of transformation would be like women allowing themselves to just be and stop thinking that much, because they live. They think way much more than men. Men ask themselves, they don't ask themselves hundreds of questions if they want to present a project, or if they want to, you know, to apply for another managerial job within the company. They just do it. But women, we tend to see ourselves as not as competent or not as ready or not as. And that's all these inner critics and their limiting beliefs that are preventing women to go to the next level sometimes. Because I believe it's about inner transformation, and the rest will change with at the right time as well. But
absolutely, absolutely, and you know, I noticed too that right. Yeah, I noticed too that a lot of times women, you know, from my own experience and talking with other people, a lot of times we play a role emotionally and energetically in companies, in all groups, in communities and family, whatnot. But also in the corporate world, we have this way of sort of, I don't know if this will make sense, but kind of holding the energy, like holding the space. We kind of hold it together. So if you imagine that, you know, you walk into a room with five men, those five men might all be competing and potentially going in five different directions. But women have a way of holding it together, pulling it together, and a lot of times doing the actual work behind those five different initiatives. You know, we tend to be worker bees. We're the gardeners, not the hunters, right, traditionally.
But if we're able to do both, we'll just nobody can stop you. You know, it's like if you're a good, you have good results, and you let people know that you are achieving great results, and that you have all these capacities and skills that will allow the company to grow. They will be dumb not to promote you or not to give you more responsibilities in your job. So it's really about understanding the game, kind of, if I could say so.
Yes.
Understanding how it works within the company and be visible as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So when you know, we're getting to know, and this is so exciting, but, you know, getting to know the way you see things and your experience and, you know, how you got where you are. So, you know, what is your ideal client? And I feel like I have a good image of that, but maybe you'd be willing to share kind of an ideal client and maybe a success story, you know, what a typical or ideal client has gone through the transformation as a result of working with you.
Someone who's ready to transform her life, who wants to go for what's hers, and really discover who she is on the inside and ready to build a project, or it could be a project, a business, that really feels like her and get the results she always wanted to have. That would be someone I would love to work with.
Mm. Wonderful. And, you know, you said ready, someone who is ready, someone who is ready. and I totally get that. So how often do you run into people who, you know, everybody likes the idea, like everybody wants the magic wand solution, you know, it's like, well, sure, I want my life to be different, I want transformation, and if you'll just wave your magic wand and guarantee me that I'll get results, then, you know, I'll do that. How does somebody know if they're, you know, so there's that level of ready, which we know isn't really ready. How does somebody know if they're really ready to do what it takes?
It's in their gut. It's like they don't want life to look the same way again. It's like they want to take their life back on track and just be themselves, and they are ready to release. It's not that they need to know how. It's not important, because that's something that we can do together as a work, as partners. That's really about like I'm ready to get things done and change the old me and let the real me shine. That's something, that's how you know that you are ready. It's like you really don't want your old life anymore. It's like if you
yeah,
call this your
it,
old
right?
life, you're ready.
Yeah.
If you can call this your old life, you're ready.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, what's your approach and your values? I mean, how do you see yourself in the coaching as you perform as a coach, and you know, what do you see your clients as needing from you the most?
They need to feel safe, like so they can open up and really like share their everything, like their fears, what's limiting them, because it's really about, I really love working about releasing what's stopping you.
Right.
And not put you on the spotlight when you're not ready, and you will not sustain that in the long run. So it's really about being safe and being understood, and from there we can build something amazing. It's really about building that confidence factor that's missing and transforming that into something that that looks like my client, because it's not about me, it's really about my client and
sure.
how she wants to live her life and how she wants her business to be on the short, middle, and long term. So it's really custom fitted. And I'm all about excellence as well. So I like to push them out of their comfort zone and challenge them so they can really do their best and perform their best and become their best selves.
Wonderful. So how often when people come to work with you, do they typically have an idea of what they want their, you know, new life to look like, or is that typically part of your process where they're just like, I've had it with this, I can't do it anymore, but I don't know what else to do? Like, where do you tend to meet them and like to meet them on that spectrum?
I'm here really to take them as they are. Because where you are right now, you have opportunities for growth. So it's really about like finding ways where you are right now. So you can be like at the beginning of your journey, or you can be already like ready to launch your business. My role is really here to support you. So whether you're starting or whether you're more advanced in your journey, I'm really like, I like to focus on what they need. So if I feel like they need to work on their mindset first, we'll focus on the mindset. And it's more about like the business orientation and the communication and the marketing strategy of it, then we focus on the marketing. But it's, I'm not here to promise something that they may not achieve. We're here to have like a real talk and adjust and find goals that are suitable for you and what you want to experience in the coming months, and make sure that you will hit those goals together.
Mm. Wonderful. And would you share maybe a client transformation or sort of a moment? You know, we all have those moments when, like, all of a sudden we get goosebumps because somebody achieved something that they thought they never could, and they did, and they're excited. And do you have one of those moments that stands out for you?
Yeah, I have one client when she said that she got herself back, that in such short period of time, and yeah, that was really emotional, because that meant a lot for her. So sometimes it's really not about the outside clues that you can leave, that others can see. Sometimes it's about how you feel about yourself, and this nobody can take it away from you. It's once you have it, it's like it's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's interesting. Got herself back. I love that. So we do. We lose ourselves, don't we?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, with the difficulties.
I mean, we're born with ourselves.
Yeah, true.
How much childhood stuff, you know, where our self-image gets created and whatnot, how much of the, like, old childhood stuff comes up as part of the coaching? Or is it, you know, people discovering, oh, this is a block because, you know, this happened to me when I was 6 years old or whatever. Or do people just sort of have these bigger scale breakthroughs where they don't really identify where that, you know, where the block came from? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It's really, they don't know where it comes from. And it's not, sometimes it's not my role to really dig deep and know, like, and bring that back to the very moment, to the moment we are talking together. It's really about having them understand that this is what's stopping them. They may not even know how it started, but it's about now that I have identified what's limiting me and that I know I can I can go beyond that limiting belief and just do something else with my life, it's priceless. That's what I like about coaching. It's really about sometimes they will not share this with you, and it's not my role to ask you what's happening in your mind. Like I'm here to be present, and when that's such a, but you can see that your client is having some a big aha moment, and you're here to witness it, and it's I love my job when I'm doing this. Like I did my job well.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And I love the word witness, too. You know, yeah. So much of what coaches do, so much of operating from your heart is being a non-judgmental, you know,
true,
unconditionally accepting witness to somebody's journey. And
yes.
And validating that, which is really interesting because we all know that when we're seeking validation, that's when fear is at play. But there's a way of validating from the heart that doesn't, there's no judgment. And when you said witness, I was thinking, yeah, you know, when we witness another person's transformation, we're validating it, but not in an ego way.
True.
It's in a, you know, I see you and you matter and you're on a human process that matters.
Exactly. And that's what I love about coaching. It's really about being here. Sometimes I like to just be silent for them to really like be in the moment and appreciate what's going on. And I love see how people, you know, transform their lives and feel more comfortable with who they are and challenging themselves again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful. Let's see. So when you go through, if you can give us sort of an idea of when you set up a coaching program with somebody, and you've already been very clear that it's a partnership, so you guys are collaborating on setting up this program. I can see and feel that.
Yeah.
Is it, yeah,
you got it,
exactly.
Right.
So is there kind of a pattern or something to the way, you know, do you normally do kind of 3-month engagements, or is it really completely all over the board based on, you know, client needs, or where does it fall?
It's for now I'm doing 4-month programs. That includes both the mindset and the business strategy, like building the foundation and the communication and do some work around the branding. So that gives us really the time to really like dig deep, get to know each other, get to know you and your needs and what's stopping you from doing what you love, and then take the time to implement what you've learned from yourself. And transform that into a business that you want to build.
Wonderful. Yeah, so 4 months, I know a lot of people do really short programs. And, you know, it does, like when you talked about creating a safe space, it takes time to create that with someone, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
You need to build a relationship, the trust, the... And it's really something that you cannot do when you know you're talking with the coach for like 3 or 4 sessions.
Right.
It's not the same. And if like you're results oriented and you want things to happen after a month, then and even the coach don't have the time to really focus on what's going on the inside. So you will do a lot of practical work, but not much mindset work or talking about what you feel. And so for me, it's really important to include both. So it's really about working on yourself from the inside out.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I know there are a lot of coaching programs out there, and, you know, some of them are phenomenal and some of them don't seem like coaching to me because I don't think of boot camp as coaching. And I don't mean it isn't. it's just, it doesn't resonate with me.
Yeah.
Like, I personally...
It's different. You will not get the same type of attention, or it's just different. Sometimes you need something because you're stuck into something very specific. So you
yes.
can pinpoint what you need, and you want exactly that result, and you find the right person to help you achieve that result. But if you really want to dig deeper and work on the mindset on something that you will that will be yours forever, you will not necessarily find this in a boot camp or something very on a fast track program.
Right, right. And that's really important, you know, guys, listeners, what Sia just said about if you want to find something that's yours forever, life is never the same when you discover, when you put the work into finding out who you are and why you matter to yourself.
Yeah.
You can't, it just, everything is different. Everything becomes brighter and easier, and life becomes interesting and magical and mystical. And it's just, you know, you're never, even a to-do list takes on new life because all of the things
True.
That are on your list are things that matter to you. It's just such a gift. There's no greater gift that you can give to yourself than reconnecting with who you are and honoring who you are. Like really making a decision to say, I want to get to know myself, and then, you know, I'm going to honor who I am enough to express myself in the world. Right? I mean, I just got goosebumps
yeah.
saying that. So,
but it's so true, you know, it's like it's priceless. Nobody can give it to you. It's something that's really yours forever. And when I say that, I really mean it.
Yeah.
And it's like it's life-changing. It's like you see life in a new way, in a better way, and you see yourself from a whole different level. And I really love, like, when my clients, you know, like, they even challenge themselves even more. It's like sometimes my expectations become low because I witness so much transformation that they are the ones surprising me eventually, you know.
And doesn't that just make your soul sing?
Yeah. That's that's why I love
yeah.
my job right now.
Right.
I can say it
yeah.
out loud, you know. That wasn't the case a few years back, so.
No, and you know how much of that, like, the struggle, you know, the feeling like a fish out of water and being aware that people, that you're not connecting, that you're not being authentic, even before you have words for that. You know, how much of that experience makes this even brighter?
Yeah, that totally makes sense to me because I know what it is not to be in purpose and not to be aligned with who you are. And you can have it all because sometimes you don't allow yourself. You're like, okay, I cannot have it all. It's either this or that. No, you can have it all. You can do something you love. You can be you can just be yourself and have the life that you deserve to have. It's all for you to believe in that and start, you know, designing your life the way you would like to your life to look like.
Right. Right. Yeah, we, you know, it's funny because we have so many limits on ourselves and ideas about what can and can't you know, what we can and can't have and why we can and can't have it and whatnot. And I know recently with clients, it was a business client, and they were saying, well, you know, we can't do this. We can't accomplish this goal because we've tried so many times in the past. And I'm like, but how? How did you try? And, you know, how could you do it differently? And we're
yeah.
not asking ourselves the questions, you know, instead of saying I can or I can't, how much of what you do is helping people to say, how can I?
True.
And then holding that validation for them. So, you know, if I say to you, you know, Sia, I want to change the world by creating, you know, blah, 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 whatever it is, and sharing my heart with the world, and you say, wow, that sounds wonderful, Christine. Let's figure out how to do that. All of a sudden, you've taken away my limits because you've said you're holding my vision for me.
And we make sure that this vision become physically true. So it's all about how can you. So you're talking like you're using the opportunity language and not the limitation language. You're really like opening for you're welcoming opportunities to you when you use that kind of approach, which is the right one when we want to succeed, because nothing comes easy. It's all about work, and it's all about how consistent you are, and about taking the risk of being wrong. And it's okay to be wrong. It's okay.
Oh, I love that. Did everybody hear that? Taking the risk of being wrong. Yeah, and it's okay. Like, I love that. That is a lesson that we learn. Oh, my God. Most of us haven't learned that. We grew up in a society that said, global societies that said, you better know exactly what you're doing and you better have the right answer. And if you don't, there are ramifications to that. So freeing your, how did you learn to give yourself permission to, to be wrong? I mean, to learn.
When I decided to quit my job and not knowing what I was going to do. So many people thought I was wrong. I was like, you're crazy. It's the crisis. You're not going to find any job. It's like, I will find a way. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But maybe it was time for me to be wrong. I was like trying to be right all this time. So I was like, to have something you don't have, you need to do things that you didn't do. So I was like, okay, I was trying to be right. Let's be wrong for a couple of years and see where it's leading me.
Wow, that spoke to my soul. I got to tell you, because I just got goosebumps. Like the idea of never, I've never thought about that before. But I mean, the part about, if you want different results, you have to do something differently. That part, certainly. But the idea that, if we maybe doing something differently means giving ourselves permission to be wrong. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, like when you're a good student, you apply for good jobs and you do things good and you don't see results, I'm like, okay, something missing in the picture. So let's just go back, start from scratch and write the scenario again and be wrong, and it's okay. For now, I'm okay being wrong, and if it allows me to build something that I love, I don't mind being wrong for quite, because sometimes you're not like... you will not necessarily be fully supported by the people who love you the most.
It's my... No kidding. Yeah.
And everybody will constantly remind you that you're not in the right path anyway, and that you should have done this, or you should have stayed, or So it's all about accepting the idea that it's okay for them if I'm wrong. It feels right to be wrong.
I was just thinking, like, my mind just ran down this rabbit hole of, like, what would it mean to people if, like, we made a point of being wrong? Like, if we actually tried to be wrong, obviously not in a way that was, hurtful to anybody, but tried to be wrong, like, five times a day, so instead of not doing something because you're afraid you won't do it right, what if you get up in the morning and you said, you know what, I'm going to do this because I'm hoping it's wrong.
You never know until you try.
Exactly.
And you can perfect it. You can only become better, That's the great thing about it. It's like you don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be right. You don't need to... You just need to be and do what you feel you need to do at that time. Start asking yourself so much questions.
Yeah. Boy, that's really cool. Like, I actually want to play with that. Because, there are things like reaching out. There are always people that you want to reach out to, or, people you want to get involved in different things, or, just things you want to do. But you have, it's like, well, I don't know if I have everything ready for them, and I'm not sure if I have the right, words yet, and I'm, afraid of picking up the phone and calling the CEO of a, international company. Like, whatever it is. So there are all these things, but... If all of a sudden you actually had on your plan that you were going to, do two things, like throw some mud against the wall and be wrong, like just, I'm going to try it and it might be wrong.
Okay.
I wonder how often we find out that it was actually right.
I think we would be surprised of the results we would achieve if we only dare more, because a lot of people don't even dare to try. So
right,
you might be surprised of the results.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I'm gonna actually try that. Thanks so much for
that little
gift. Yeah, that's really cool. The idea of, I'm a perfectionist. How many women do you think in the world, like on a percentage, how many women do you think are diehard perfectionists and it gets in our way?
Wow. All of them. If they're not perfectionists, sometimes they don't try, not because they want to be perfect, but they just are too scared to try.
Yeah.
So they took this and it's an excuse that they want things to be perfect, not to try.
Yeah.
Although they are not perfectionists, but they will hide under that perfection, or try to please and try to not to offend, and a lot of fears behind that.
Yeah, boy, there sure are. So, you know, Sia, we're coming to the end of the program, and I want to make sure that you give that our listeners know how to contact you, and I know you have a program you want to talk to them about, so why don't you go ahead and share that so that people will know how to find you in Paris. Maybe they'll come visit you in Paris.
Oh, why not? I would love that. I mean, if any of you are in Paris, I'd be happy to meet you. They can reach me on Facebook. So yeah. I have my Facebook page is Sia Project. Sia Project, like a project. So facebook.com/Sia Project. And I would be happy to offer your listeners 30 minutes free consultation for those of you who want to like brainstorm new ideas and share their story in any way. I will. I'd be happy to connect with any of you. If you have questions as well, do not hesitate to message me. I reply to all my messages. And thanks, Christine, for this nice time together. I spoke a lot about my journey, you know. I even remember things that I thought that I was not even thinking about. You know, sometimes when you, I did a lot of work, you don't remember like the very little moments that really changed your life. So it was good to get to share, and I hope that my story will help your listener also to try and dare more and don't postpone their better future.
Oh, it was just such an honor to have you here, Sia. And, you know, hearing your story, I mean, when a coach is willing to be vulnerable and share their human journey with other people, there's so much more opportunity for people to connect with who you are. You know, I know you touched my heart and soul. I know that you did listeners. It was really wonderful. And guys, speaking with Sia is like, you know, I hope it's this powerful for you when you're listening, but it's like, I don't know, taking a warm bath. It mm-hmm. feels good. And you just know that you're speaking to the real person and that she genuinely, she wants to make the path better for other people because that's her path. And that's just, I don't know, to me, that's the magic of life. Is that for every
thank
single
you,
one
Kristen.
Of us.
Thank you,
well, thank you. Thank you. You know, for every one of us that is at a place on our path and we're struggling with something, there is a person there who's just waiting to connect and help us to walk to that next step. And I hope that those of you who, you know, Sia really resonated with, I hope that you'll reach out to her and take her up on her offer because, like she said, you know, you could transform your life and have an experience that somebody can never nothing could ever take away from you. So we're coming to the last 15 seconds here. So, you know, thanks again, Sia, and
thanks, Christine, and thanks everybody who listen.
Wonderful. And hey, guys, I will see you all on our next show. Have a blessed week. Love you all. Bye.